Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
83% of Americans want a photo ID requirement, and the number is even higher when you focus only on, for example, Republicans or other particular groups. It's a very popular notion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I find it really hard that only 83% of Americans want voter ID. I mean, this is something we've had years past. You know, a lot of things, you have to have your ID to fly and for access to other organizations, but why would you not want voter ID to vote unless you're going to cheat?
Well, CNN actually was promoting voter ID, and in fact,
there was an
interchange on CNN when they were talking about the voter ID, and they were looking at the polls, and it was during an appearance of Representative Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California. The CNN interviewer asked why he is fighting against photo ID to vote since the polls show Americans support voter ID. And he couldn't really give an answer. So we know that the polls show 83% of all Americans want a photo ID requirement to vote.
100% should want voter ID
to vote. Here's how it breaks down. It's 83% of all adults. One poll had 71% of Democrats favor voter ID. Now, so that's what brings down the polling. 95% of all Republicans want this. I'm not sure why 100% of Republicans don't want it, but 95% of Republicans want this. 71% of Democrats want it. That then really comes down to about 83%. But when you go into the different groups, there's a 2025 the support for voter ID increased to 83% when broken down by race. The data tells the same story. 85% of white voters, 82% of Latino voters, 76% of black voters, they all support voter ID. So the lowest is the 71% of Democrats or 76% of black voters. But that's a high number. You know, if you were to win an election by 70%, you would be trouncing your opposition. To actually have anything polling at that level is a very high polling number.
But you think after the 2020 election, everybody would say, okay, we all need to have voter ID to have a fair election.
I agree with that. But notwithstanding what we think, the fact that you have that high number is astounding.
So it is. It's possible.
That's why the CNN interviewer was pushing back against Adam Schiff. Why don't you support this? Because this is a popular idea. This is not a Republican versus Democrat. Maybe a difference in percentages between Republicans and Democrats. But the fact is, you've got 70-plus percent of Democrats across the board, 76% of black voters. They actually support this. They don't think it's discriminatory. You've got the Latino voters. 82% of Latino voters support this. It's very simple. Yet, you know, you have Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York. He says, well, the SAVE Act, or now the SAVE America Act, which was just passed by the House, it's now in the Senate. He says, oh, that's Jim Crow 2.0. It will disenfranchise millions of Americans.
What? They're requiring voter ID for voting and proof of citizenship. That's all American.
Well, here's somebody, Senator Ossoff. Senator Ossoff, he is a Democrat, and he was speaking against having a voter ID. He is a Democrat from Georgia, John Ossoff. But he held a political rally in which he publicized that attendees must present, guess what?
A voter ID.
A photo ID, yeah. They have to present a photo ID to come to his political rally.
Isn't that interesting?
But you don't need a photo ID to cast a ballot.
To vote for President of the United States, perhaps?
Yeah.
Or other legislators
running? It's so hypocritical. And in fact, if you go back a few years, you'll see even these Democrats that now say, voter ID, photo is going to be discriminatory and disenfranchise people. They were in favor of it. They're in favor of it. But now what they really want is to have illegals vote in our election. And what we've seen happen in some of the audits coming out in Georgia and other places is that illegals, people who are not U.S. citizens, have been voting in national elections. This is wrong. If you're not a citizen of the United States and you swore an oath to defend and protect this Constitution, if you haven't been naturalized, if you haven't been born here, then you should not vote. It is criminal activity to do so. But when you don't have photo ID, it's easy for this fraud to continue. So the SAVE Act, or now the SAVE America Act, that was passed by the House and is in the Senate, it will require voter ID. Now, the Democrats have come back, some of the Democratic leaders, and said, you know what, this is going to disenfranchise women who have been married and have changed their name.
What?
Because their name stays the same on their birth certificate.
I think they're just, you know, grabbing straws.
It's crazy. Gosh. Like, this is the most recent thing is that this is going to mean that women can't vote. Married women won't be able to vote.
And you know what was concerning to me is that when the House of Representatives passed this Save America Act, it was a very, very small margin, 218 to 213, and only one Democrat voted in favor of it. Only one. I mean, I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. You should want to keep America, you know, and citizens, you should honor that by having voter ID.
See, here's the thing. The Democratic Party has lost touch with its base.
I'll say.
And so when you go out and you look at the actual people that are out there, Republicans and Democrats, the polls show overwhelmingly, and this is why the CNN interviewer took on Adam Schiff directly and said, why are you opposing this? This is a popular idea. You don't have very many things that across the board have this kind of broad-based support among Democrats, independents, Republicans, among whites, Latinos, and blacks and other people of color. But this one does. It has a large support. What you find, however, is that within the Democratic machinery in Washington, D.C., the House and the Senate, you have a radicalism that has been baked into that group of people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When they get a directive from their top leadership, Schumer, for example, in the Senate, and Jeffries in the House. When they get a directive, they all, like robots, walk in lockstep with one another.
Yeah, and it's like, are you for America or not? Do you want to protect, you know, and what about the people that go through all the work to become citizens in America? Do you not respect that? Or do you want to just become another, like a third world country?
Well, you know, we were just looking at, say, Nigeria. Nigeria has a lot of corruption. People know about a lot of the corruption that's going on in Nigeria. You know what you have to do in Nigeria? You have to have photo ID to vote in order to, you know, they don't want that corruption entering into their elections.
Or some of these other countries, these third world countries, they just tell you or pad the box and say, this is going to be your president. Is that what you want?
We have federal assistance that we have provided to countries that have gone through war and change of regime. And one of the things that we try to do, and we've done this all over the world, is to secure their elections. And in some places, you have to have fingerprints, you have to have your hand stamped with ink so that you know that you're authorized to vote, or you just did vote, so you can't vote a second time. They go through enormous steps to secure the votes. And these are developing countries or lower socioeconomic countries. Sometimes the old saying is called third world countries. It's not necessarily used as much anymore. But we have helped them secure their elections. And that's been bipartisan with multiple different presidents. But when it comes here to America.
What about ours?
Yeah, when it comes here to America, we want to say no voter ID. But you have to have voter ID to go to these political rallies. If you're going in, visit your member of Congress in the House or Senate in the United States Capitol, you have to oftentimes show your voter ID. You have to show your voter ID in so many different places. You have to show voter ID when you or your some kind of ID, your license. You have to show a license. You have to show some kind of photo when you check into a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's common. This is like a no-brainer. You have to put these people on the defensive. Why are you opposed to this?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want illegal activity to happen in our elections? Let's secure our elections. Encourage people to pass the Save America Act. You can go to Liberty Council Action's website, lcaction.org, lcaction.org. There we have a petition and faxes on that website, lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.